We entered the Lifer Trail to the left of the kiosk. We're now at the first bench, also on the left, overlooking a little bit of the Nasawango Swamp. If you look around, you'll see some interesting topography. There's some little high spots, and there's trenching in this location. What you're looking at are man-made features. These areas represent the surface mining that occurred here at Nasawango to extract the ore. The high spots, or little mounds, in the swamp are actually the tailings. That was the overburden that was removed to get to the ore that was underground or in spring seeps that surround this area. Bear in mind, again, that you're looking at work that was done in the 1800s, and although it's become naturalized and looks like part of the environment here, the natural environment, it's still a man-made feature. These things last, they don't go away. These areas will look like this for hundreds of years. The water in one of these open pit mines, you'll notice, is kind of reddish-brown, and that's due to the iron leachate, the actual iron oxide that's percolating out of the soil that forms the basis of the iron ore. There's a chemical process that this leachate takes. It goes from this orangey, kind of slimy-looking mat on the water to this more solid form of iron ore, and that was the crux of the furnace and of the furnace village, and that whole industry that evolved there. I also want to point out that as you walk along the Lifer Trail, you'll notice the plant ID markers. These are at ground level, some are wood, some are metal, and they're pointing out some of the more common trees, shrubs, and herbaceous plants that occur here at Nasawango.